A principal at Long Island High School is spending what is known as a principal's discretionary fund, or a slush fund, $800 to reprint one page of the school's 2014 yearbook. Now, the reason he's doing this is because Stephen Strahan allegedly plagiarized his message to graduates of Roosevelt High School by borrowing from a letter that a California high school principal wrote to his own students last year. So he copied and pasted essentially what this guy did a year ago. Strahan claims he got permission to quote Ted Burrow, the principal of an Albany high school, and calls the nearly identical wording, including the California school name, a clerical error. And Strahan's letter ended the same way as Burrow's did, with the words, "Congratulations to Albany High School class of 2013. The students who want the re-edited yearbook page can pick it up tomorrow." Now, I don't know about you, but that's just downright, that's just belligerent plagiarism. No, he didn't even read it. He just said, "Oh, well, this is good. Let's post it up there." Unbelievable story. It's 9:16 here at WHTC. Time to speak with Sally Lakaitis from the Visitors Bureau. The segment Destination Downtown, brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, home of the hash brown omelet. Excuse me, home of the hash brown omelet. Can't talk today, Sally. Stop in for breakfast or lunch at the Windmill Restaurant in the heart of downtown Holland. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, a little
better than that high school principal, huh?
Oh my gosh, that just—I was an English major in college, and that kind of stuff just makes me crazy.
So you're the kind of person who hates Wikipedia, and don't you? Well, Wikipedia is a starting point, is what my teachers used to always say.
Right.
Never use Wikipedia or Cliff Notes, and
right,
you know,
right, and never plagiarize. I mean, that's just. Wow. Especially, you know, if you're an educator, come
This is a Long Island high school. That's
right.
The name of the school, and it says, "Congratulations, Albany High School."
Ah.
Unbelievable.
See, yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
You also, this morning, heard me talk about a story that says that stress can lead to short-term memory loss.
I'm so done. it's not even funny. It's not even funny, no. That's going to happen, folks.
That's just great news for all of us. You know, fortunately, man. Though, I, in my family, my grandfather died with a full head of hair. So I'm going to go white, but I'll have all my,
That's
already
awesome.
I'm already going gray a little bit. My girlfriend points it out all the time. It's like, gray hair is everywhere, you know.
Oh, no, that's cool. My boys don't have a prayer.
Really?
Yeah.
Going bald?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And my one son, at one point had, his hair was so long and curly that he actually had it cut and donated it to Locks of Love.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was cool. He had this beautiful, long, curly hair.
Sure. Well, I guess you'll just have to get them Rogaine foam or something as they get older.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Absolutely.
So you brought in this really cool photo, and we talked about this a little bit last week, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
This is an Indian Trails bus that has different pictures wrapped on them of different cool places in Michigan. And one of them, wouldn't you know it, is
Holland. This is so exciting. There was a MDOT and Indian Trails did a press release last week, and Gary talked about it, but they didn't mention Holland as one of the cities that's going to be featured on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the bus hadn't been completed yet. Well, it was completed yesterday.
Yeah.
It's doing its maiden voyage to Chicago today.
Wow.
And it will come through Holland tomorrow at 3:15, stop at the depot for 5 minutes to unload passengers, pick
sure.
passengers up. But this bus, they asked us to send them a couple of different options. They wanted a windmill and they wanted tulips. So this photo was actually taken by Sarah Simmons, who works down at Windmill Island Gardens, and we were able to blow it up, and it's going to be traveling all over the Midwest on an Indian Trails bus.
See, I couldn't tell from this. This is a real photo.
It's a real photo.
It almost looked like a painting, because
yeah.
there's also another bus below it that shows the capital, Lansing.
Correct.
And then this one above it is the windmill with the tulips and then the trees and the sky in the background. It looked like a painting.
Yeah,
this is
it's actually a photograph.
That's an amazing photo.
It's a great photo. And then when you blow it up to the size of a 54-passenger bus. So we're really, really excited about that.
Now, you didn't have to spend a dime for
this. I didn't
this.
Have to spend a dime, which makes me even happier and makes the Visitors Bureau Board of Directors very happy.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Finally taking the spotlight away from Saugatuck for a change. Yeah, my goodness.
Absolutely. We're going to be on a bus, folks.
I really think that's kind of cool. I always think back to when I was in Grand Valley and we would take the bus to and from Grand Rapids' campus downtown.
Sure. Sure.
And the Griffins would have the full red and Griffins bus all over. It was called the 50 route.
Okay.
And I always thought that was cool, and I wanted one. I wonder what it would cost to wrap a bus with the student radio station stuff. And
it was not
affordable at all.
Yeah. Well, we're actually I have a phone call this afternoon when I after I leave here with a gentleman who we're exploring the possibility of doing graphics over the like in Chicago when you go down to take the L.
Mm-hmm.
There are big spaces there where we can do big Holland graphics. And I'm talking to him about that. And also last year we had backs of buses in Chicago with a great Holland Vista on it. So we're getting into mobile billboards.
You know, if you're going to do stuff in Chicago, you should try to one-up Donald Trump. You heard about this story a few weeks ago, that big controversy, the Trump sign on his building.
I did.
Can you imagine a Holland, Michigan sign that's just as big on one of the – you should
be on
the tower, on the Sears Tower, formerly the Sears Tower.
Right there when people are looking down and the floor is cracking.
Holland, Michigan, yeah.
Yeah. So that's all, it's fun stuff. Marketing, we were talking at my board meeting yesterday how marketing has changed so much in the 20 years since I've been doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
Never in a million years would I have thought that we would have a bus wrapped in Holland, Michigan.
Well, I think it's kind of neat because the changes that you use, it's a creative way to adapt to market. I mean,
sure.
That's just an outside perspective looking at this, because before, and this is just a big general broad brush statement, but it was, I'm assuming, newspapers and radio stations and just kind of the boilerplate ways to market. Now it's, you got guerrilla marketing. I don't even really know what guerrilla marketing is.
Yeah, it's just, in your face, random, out there stuff. I mean, possibilities that never, ever existed before. And one thing I'm really intrigued with, when I go to Washington, D.C., and I see all the people waiting for the buses,
mm-hmm.
all of the buses have 6 foot tall, or as tall as the bus shelter is, advertisements.
Wow.
And some of them are really cool.
Yeah.
So if you do a really cool, vista of Holland State Park or Mount Pisgah or something. And it's a captive audience because people are, they're walking down the sidewalks, they're driving past, they're riding their bikes, they're jogging, they're standing there waiting for the bus. So I'm really thinking about doing that in the Chicago market as well. And I was just down in Indiana speaking at a conference, and the folks down there had seen our Pure Holland TV commercial.
Oh, have they?
I was elated.
Good.
And they all thought it was fabulous. So there's just some really, really fun things out there right now.
We only got about a minute and a half
sure.
left. What else did you want to talk about this morning?
Just the fact that, it's going to be a great weekend. Of course, don't forget about street performers tonight. Also, Juneteenth celebration this weekend is going on. Remember that. Raisin in the Sun at the Nick. Summer concert series, Dueling Pianos, who are fabulous, at Collin Park. Nothing like dueling pianos in a park.
No, that's pretty neat.
That's really awesome. And then, of course, there's live music at New Holland and at Boatworks this weekend. So all good stuff.
Can you guys track how many people come here from Chicago or different markets like that? Because I would imagine a lot of people, this is their vacation area, Saugatuck, Holland, that area.
It is. Anecdotally, we know from our research that our top markets are Chicago, Indianapolis, and St. Louis, hands down.
Really, people come as far from St. Louis to vacation.
St. Louis, and that's a lot of people who used to summer here at the turn of the century.
I see.
It was a very popular destination, and it just became ingrained in some families. So St. Louis is a huge market for us.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is really fascinating. Well, what day again is the bus going to be here?
Tomorrow. Friday, 3:15, if it's running on time. And in here for 5 minutes, so we're going to try to get some photos and get a little more splash about it.
Awesome stuff. Sally Lukaitis from the Visitors Bureau joins us this morning. Sally, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. You have a fantastic weekend.